We're actually going to look at Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 to 5. Isaiah 40, 3 to 5. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. For so many people, Jesus Christ is a figment of our imagination. They don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They don't believe he was born of a virgin. They don't believe he died on the cross for our sins. And they don't believe he rose from the dead. And many people do not believe in heaven. They do not believe in hell. They don't believe that God is our creator. They don't believe he exists, even. They don't believe he created the sun, the moon, the universe, and every living thing. But all these people who deny Jesus Christ, they're cutting themselves off from the only way they can get them to heaven. They're in a place in the desert, a desert for their soul. They're living where there's no hope. They're surrounded by an endless barren desert where there's no life, only death. It seems to be a hopeless situation, lost in the desert with no way out. But it isn't hopeless, and that's what these verses in Isaiah tell us. These verses are a prophecy that Isaiah gave about God's deliverance of the Jewish people to Babylon, from captivity in Babylon. In the scripture we read in Isaiah, God tells the Jewish people in verse 3, "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." Isaiah was prophesying that the southern nation of Judah would be taken captive by the Babylonians, and then he went on to prophesy that God would deliver them out of the hands of the Babylonians, or of the captors, and return them to Jerusalem. And this is what happened about 100 years after the prophecy was made. Judah was taken captive to Babylon. They were captured by King Nebuchadnezzar, and then they remained in Babylon for 70 years. But just as God promised, he delivered the people, the Jewish people, from the hands of their captors, and he returned them to Jerusalem through the desert of Babylon. That's why this prophecy in Isaiah says in verse 3, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." They were to make a straight highway for God across the desert from Babylon right to Jerusalem. And that's what the book of Ezra is about, right? In the Old Testament, the Jewish people returning back to the promised land. A straight highway back to the promised land. But this prophecy wasn't fulfilled when God delivered the children of Israel back to Jerusalem, was it? It was also fulfilled in the New Testament. And this prophecy was fulfilled by John the Baptist, because these verses are repeated again in Luke 3, verses 3 to 6. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. This is John the Baptist. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah, the prophet, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." John the Baptist said the same thing as Isaiah. But John the Baptist was not telling the Jewish people about being delivered from Babylon. He was telling others about being delivered from their sins by Jesus Christ. He was telling the people to make themselves ready for the Savior of the world. And he said, Matthew 3:2, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So these verses in Isaiah 40, we can apply these to us today. And I'd like to compare our lives, the lives of everyone on earth, as traveling along a highway. We're traveling along the highway of life. And when we consider first the highway of life that those are traveling on without Jesus Christ is a dead-end road. It's a highway in the desert with no way out. Traveling on the highway of life for someone who isn't a Christian appears not much different than our life, does it? We all grew up, we grow up in a home. Some of you are still living in your home with your parents. When you get old enough, you're able to move out, you move and live on your own. You get a job, you get married, you have children, buy a car or a truck, maybe an ATV and a boat, a few guns. Snowmobile. This keeps going on and on. Raise your family, but it's not much different between a believer and a non-believer. But those who don't know Jesus Christ are traveling on a different highway than we are. A non-Christian might look at us and say, they're going through life just as I am. I don't see any difference. Their lives are busy as they travel along the highway of life, but they don't see that dead end at the end of the road. They're busy making a living, dealing with family problems, maybe financial problems, health problems. They're striving to make more money, maybe to, you know, make your payments. Maybe they want to buy something. They want to become more secure, improve their situation for retirement in a number of years. But they just don't see the end of that highway. And as they approach the end of their life, they get concerned because they don't see what's beyond that. They can't see anything. We know people, Jill and I know people who are lost. They're about our age, and they have a much different idea about life. They're more concerned about their health than we are. Because we, not that I want to get sick or Jill, but we know what's beyond our life. The unsaved are at a dead end, and you can't turn back, right? Nobody can turn back and go the other way. It's a one-way highway. You can't go back to the days when you were young, your children were still young, you had the whole world, your life ahead of you. You can't bring back your health if it's declining. You're trapped in the desert with no way out. And the life of everyone who finishes their time on earth on this dead-end highway will end up in destruction. Because at the end of the road, it's just a line, and there's just a big dark abyss. And that's where the unsaved are going. Jesus warns us of this. He said in Matthew 7:13, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." The broad way of life, the broad highway of life, ends in destruction. Not just destruction, but eternal destruction. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." That's Revelation 20, verse 15. But there is hope for all those on the hopeless highway to hell. And that hope is the highway of Christ. Verse 3, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. That's the way out of the desert. It's the highway of Christ. It's the only way you can escape that dead-end road that leads to destruction. There's no other way. No one can make their own highway by doing good works. You can't make your own highway by turning to other gods that you see in the desert. The only way is the highway of Christ. And as Isaiah 43, verse 3 says, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And how do you prepare the way of the Lord? It's just simple, right? It's by faith. It's by faith in the one who died on the cross for your sin and rose from the dead. And when you place your faith in Jesus Christ, you will find the highway of Christ. When you believe in Jesus Christ, when you believe he died for your sins and he rose from the dead, you will be put on the highway of Christ. You know, even at the very end of the road in your life, and you're in the last days of your life, when you place your faith in the Savior, you're put on the highway of Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. And the road is a different road. It's a different highway. It's a road that's made without hands, a road that leads to eternal life. And the trouble is, so many people, they don't see the danger. They don't see the sign. Even when you look at people who are in their 70s and 80s, 90s, they don't see that danger. They don't see what's going to happen when I take my last breath. Where am I going? And that is so sad. But what's happened is people are blinded by the devil. The devil blinds us. The devil has brought in evolution. The devil has brought in all kinds of different religions. And people have been blinded by the lies of the God of this world, as it says in 2 Corinthians 4:3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. See, when you are on the highway of Christ, your life is instantly changed. I know mine was. Can you say, yes, my life is so different than before I was saved? Instead of that dry and arid desert that I was living in, a desert without hope, I've been born again. I'm a new creature in Christ. That's we have to embrace that truth. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And you're now on the highway of Christ, which is the highway of holiness. Isaiah 35, verse 8. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. That's what the highway of Christ is. Instead of being in a dry wasteland, the highway of Christ is filled with the precious waters of eternal life given to us through faith in Jesus Christ. That's what he told the Samaritan woman. He said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. That's John 4:14. The highway of Christ leads to eternal life, and it's the only way to eternal life. Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And the thing is about the highway of Christ, we don't have to do any work to build the highway. Jesus has done all the work. And it says in verse 4 of Isaiah 40, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. You know, about 15 years ago or so, Highway 11 was increased to 4 lanes from Huntsville to North Bay. And it was a massive project. You know, trees were cleared and big rock hills were blasted out. You know this, Andre, because you go that way all the time. Or no, you don't. You go 69. Yeah, do you? But it was incredible. And they cut the hills down, and then they filled the low parts with the rock, and they straightened the curves to make it a better highway. You see, just like Highway 11 was straightened and leveled and smoothed out, Jesus Christ has done the road work to make his highway a smooth road for you. First of all, the valleys have been filled. Every valley shall be exalted. There's no deep valley that is impossible to get out of as a believer. The valleys have been filled, so we have nothing to fear, no matter what our trial. You know, it saddens me when I hear of a person who takes their own life because they have no hope. They're in this valley, they can't get out of it, they don't see any way out of it, so they end their life. In 2022, Canada was the leading country for assisted suicides, the MAID program. Our country with, we got 40 million people now, we didn't have that many 2 years ago. Over 10,000 people said, yes, I want to end my life. Will you please kill me, doctor? That's a hopeless, hopeless situation. It's so sad that they couldn't find that road out of their predicament. But for Christians, we need not worry about being in a valley that we cannot get out of. There's no reason to feel hopeless. There's no reason to feel despondent, because the valleys have been filled. Even the possibility of death is no longer a valley, because death has been defeated by Jesus Christ through his resurrection from the dead. Psalm 23:4 says, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Jesus is with us. We can rest on that hope. We can count on him. He's not going to abandon us. No matter what happens to each one of us, we are on that highway that leads to eternal life. Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. That's Matthew 28:20. Isaiah 40, verse 4 also tells us, not only have the valleys been filled, but the mountains have been leveled. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. There's no need for pride on the highway of Christ. You don't have to exalt yourself. You don't have to do things to make yourself more important to be accepted by God. You don't have to go on missionary trips to be a better Christian. All of us are sinners. We have been saved by the grace of God. It's his gift. None of us deserve to place ourselves on a mountain, place ourselves above another believer. As Jesus says in Matthew 23:12, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, that's made low. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. The highway of Christ is for the meek and the lowly. Just as Jesus Christ, he is meek and lowly. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. That's Matthew 11:29. And the meek on the highway of Christ are blessed, because they will inherit the earth and have an abundance of peace. Psalm 37:11 says, "But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." Jesus said that in Matthew 5, I forget what verse. "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." The third thing Jesus has done on his highway is the curves have been straightened, and the crooked shall be made straight. When you're on the highway of Christ, there are no unexpected turns, unexpected curves. The highway is straight, it's predictable, and it leads straight to eternal life. There are no new things you have to do to keep your salvation, to stay on that highway. You've been saved by believing the simple gospel of truth. Jesus died on the cross for your sin and my sin, and he rose from the dead. He's now at the right hand of God the Father. And when you believe this in your heart and declare this with your mouth, God saves you, right? You know, you think of Noah and his family. When they went into the ark, God closed the door. They didn't even have to close the door to the ark. All they had to do was rest in the ark, and they were kept safe. That's us. Jesus Christ has sealed us with the Holy Spirit of promise. And all we have to do is rest in that. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath saved him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The truth will never change, because the word of God will never change. And the good gift of salvation will never change. As James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. There's no variableness with God. There's no changing his mind. He's made his promises. He's going to keep them. This brings us to the last piece of road work done by Christ in his highway to eternal life, as the highway has been made smooth and the rough places plain, as Isaiah 40 verse 4 says. It's smooth. It's predictable. There's no potholes that come unexpectedly. There's no washboard sections that give you a rough ride. If you've ever been on the access road to Lake Temagami, it's washboards for 17 kilometers. It's horrible. Sometimes you have to slow down to 25 kilometers an hour. It's so horrible and so dusty. It's not the highway of Christ. It's like a brand new highway where there's not a ripple or a mark, and it's a beautiful road to travel. We got to remember, God is the God of peace. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. At 1 Corinthians 14:33. We don't need to worry that his road to eternity has rough places, because it's as smooth as can be. You know, we have peace with God, and we can trust him when he says the rough places have been made smooth. When we travel along that highway, living in obedience to him, our ride will be wonderful and smooth, and we will not stumble. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. Proverbs 3:23. So in closing, as a believer, if you've trusted Christ as your Savior, you are on the highway that leads to eternal life. You're on that highway that God calls the way of holiness. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Isaiah 35:8. You are walking on that smooth road in the light of Christ with other believers. As believers, we're all going to the same place, right? We live in different homes. We have different lives, but we're all traveling on that same highway. 1 John 1:7 says, But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. But you know, if you haven't got off that dead-end road, if you haven't trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you got to do so now. You know, just pray to God that you believe in him, that you believe that Jesus died for your sin, and you will be saved when you trust him as your Savior. Even though many people deny the existence of Jesus Christ, and they're going to great efforts to ban the name of Jesus Christ from being mentioned, they will fail. Because one day they're all going to see Jesus when he returns in glory. Even the dead. All people will see him come in his glory. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. That's Isaiah 40, verse 5. The glory of the Lord is our Savior. It's Jesus Christ. He's the salvation of the world. And one day all will bow down before Jesus Christ. As it says in Romans 14, 11, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. If you haven't placed your faith in Jesus Christ, you need to do it today. He'll put you on his way, highway that leads to eternal life. And it'll give you a hope that no one can take away from you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are on that road. That road that's smooth and straight and level that leads to eternal life. And Lord, I know we don't deserve to be saved. We don't deserve to be have the inheritance of eternal life. We don't deserve to be adopted, but it's just because you love us that you sent Christ to die for us and that he rose from the dead. And Lord, we are just so grateful for what you've done for us. And we're so grateful for the promise and the hope you've given us. And I pray, Lord, that souls will continue to be saved, especially in our community, as we invite people to church, tell them about Jesus Christ, or offer them a Bible. And Lord, I pray that you would guide each one of us just to live lives that are pleasing to you in the days and weeks to come. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.